Shalom Aleichem, everybody.
Thank you for, I want to thank Rabbi Ephraim for having me. There's two other sponsors. Since we're Shloshim Yimei Achag, Lefnei Achag, I decided to pick something relating to Pesach and discuss the Indian of Hallel. Right? The Shaila is on the first night of Pesach, we say Hallel in the Haggadah. So the Shaila is why on the first night on the Haggadah we don't say a bracha. Okay, so the Summer Shalim that say the reason we don't say a bracha is because we say it by Ma'ariv. Okay, so therefore it's better to say Baroiv Ham Adras Melech, better to say it with everybody as opposed to saying at home.
That's for those who say
if you say.
That's right. And if you don't say, they hold, you don't say at home. All right? No, excuse me, you do say at home. Most Rishonim, the Rambam and the Tor, say that you do not say it at all. It is a different Hallel than what we say at night. There's one Hallel at night, one Hallel in the Haggadah. So the Shaila is, if that's the case, why don't we say Hallel? Okay, so we're going to go with Shittasa of the Rambam, because we're going to be focusing a lot on the Rambam today. So in order to understand that teretz, we have to understand why do we say Hallel at all? What's the chiyuv at all to say Hallel? Okay, number one. Number two, who is Mesaken Hallel? When did it start? Next question is Hallel midirabbanan, or is Hallel midiraisa? Or does it depend when you say it? Okay, so we're going to start with the Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara in Erechin is found in Daf Yud. This Gemara is also found in Tainus, Daf Chav Ches. But instead of going back and forth, we'll just say the Gemara in Daf Yud. It's found towards the latter, the bottom half of the Daf. The Gemara asks like this. Maishna hani, excuse me, Dom Rav Yechon, Mishum Rav Yechon, Tzadok, Shmoyna Asa Yomim, there are 18 days, Shayachid Gomer Behenes Ahalo. There are 18 days that somebody finishes, the Yochid has to say Halo by himself. Shmoni Yimei Chag, 8 days of Sukkot, Vishmoni Yimei Chanukah, 8 days of Chanukah, V'yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, the first day of Pesach, V'yom Tov HaRishon Shel Atzeres, U'Begoyla Esrim Ve'echad. There's extra few days, this because there's 2 days of Pesach and 2 days of Atzeres. Tishi Yimei Achag, V'shmoni Yimei Chanukah, V'shnei Yom Tov Mishal Pesach, V'shnei Yom Tov Mishal Atzeres. So now we learn halacha number one, that is 18 days and one night, sorry?
Full Hallel.
Full Hallel, correct. Now, the night of Pesach, we say the full Hallel Be'agadah, okay? So we still don't know yet what's the Svara of... We know that it's 18 days and one night. We don't know anything yet about Brachas. Now, the Shaila is, why? What about the 7 days of Pesach? So the first day of Pesach, the Gemara says that we say whole Hallel, but the Gemara doesn't say anything about the last days of Pesach. What about Rosh Chodesh? So Rosh Chodesh we know. The reason why we do say Hallel, but we don't say the whole Hallel. Why is Rosh Chodesh different? Okay, so we have a few questions. Number one, why is Rosh Chodesh different? Why is the last days of Pesach, we don't say the whole Hallel? And why... The last 6 days, Chalamoid, and the last days of Pesach. So the Gemara, this Gemara is pretty much found the same thing in Tainus Chav Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara then over here continues, says like this. The Gemara asks the Shaila, Maishno Bechag, the Amrin Kol Yoima, why in Sukkot do we say every day Hol Hallel? That we don't say every day the whole Hallel. What's the chiluk? So the Gemara says, Chalukin b'kavan seyem. The Chag, Chalukin b'kavan seyem. Every day of Sukkot, you bring its own Yom Tov. As we know, in Gemara in Sukkot says that every day we're mismayit, we bring less and less. Right, Paras HaChag, very good. And therefore, every day is considered its own Yom Tov. Okay, so now we have side number one that has something to do with this thing called Yom Tov. Right? Because every day you bring new karbonis, so therefore it's its own Yom Tov. Correct. However, Pesach ain't chalukim karbon same. The first night you bring karbon Pesach, every day you bring the same karbon. So if that's the case, that's why it's the difference. On Pesach, there's no difference on karbonis, therefore the whole Pesach is one long Yom Tov. You yoytze the whole Hallel the first day or the first night, depends how we're going to learn at the end. Therefore, the rest, we continue. Okay? Shabbos the Chalukah because in the Seah Lema, why should we all say? Now the Gemara goes on a tangent. What about Shabbos? loy ikrit moyed. Shabbos is not called a moyed. So then the next question is, what about Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is called a moyed. Rosh Chodesh ikri moyed lema, we should say. So there's another halacha, loy ikdish v'asiyas malacha. Since it was not mekadosh v'asiyas malacha, the ksiv, it says in the pasuk, asher yir lachem kolel iskadosh chag v'ashem, only chag ha-mekodesh ton shira, v'ein mekodesh lachag ein ton shira. Okay? So we have three things now. Difference between Sukkot and Pesach. Sukkot, every day we bring another carbon, so it's another Yom Tov. Pesach is one long Yom Tov. Rosh Shabbos is not called a Moed. Sukkot, Rosh Chodesh, that's called a Moed. There's no Bittul Malacha, so therefore we don't say the whole Halal. Let's discuss Rosh Chodesh for a moment before we continue on the difference between Sukkot and Pesach. Rosh Chodesh, do we say a Bracha on Rosh Chodesh or not? Questions we do. The Shaila is why. If it's not a Yom Tov like Sukkot and Pesach, then why should we say a Yom Tov? Sorry? According to the Rambam, you don't make a bracha. However, we don't pass him like that. Tois, what? Right, it's only a minik. Some people say that if you're betzivo, you should say a bracha. If you're biyachid, you don't say bracha on Shchadish. Tois is on the Amid, wants to say, lechatchila, you should not say a bracha. Why? He brings a Rav from the Gemara in Tainis, says that Rav came to Bavel. This is the bottom Tosis on Dav Yud. Yud Ches Yom Shayachet Gormim Besahalo. He says that Rav came to Bavel, and Rav came to the shul, and he saw in shul that they were saying halal, and he was about to protest, you can't say halal on Rosh Chodesh. Then he saw that they skipped a couple of parts, says, oh, it must be a minik. So Tosis says, Rosh Chodesh is a minik. This time we say Rosh Chodesh is a minik. We'll see in a second what exactly is the time for the minik. We'll give a couple of reasons, but we see that Rosh Chodesh is a minik. So therefore, Tosfos brings a raya why he thinks that they didn't make a bracha, because why they didn't make a bracha, because if they didn't make a bracha, he would have noticed it right away. Right? He would have walked in, he didn't make a bracha, they went straight to Halal, then Rav would have noticed right away. Right? Well, other people want to say he came late. So some people say it's not he came late, because why the deek in the words came labavel? Didn't say came lebek knishte, came to the Beis Medrash. So this is the whole Tosfos talks about that in here. If he came late, if he didn't come late, if he heard the bracha, he didn't hear the bracha. But Tosfos wants to originally say that Rosh Chodesh is a minik. Right? There's another mefarish actually that says that Rav came from Eretz Yisrael. Takin Eretz Yisrael, they didn't say bracha. In Bavel, they did say a bracha. Okay? Some people say in Eretz Yisrael, they did not say halal on Rosh Chodesh.
He didn't come too late, because if he would have missed the beginning of halal.
Right. So most people say he didn't come late. Most people say he didn't come late. The Machlokes is, did they do something differently in Bavel or not? So, we'll get to that in a second. So Tosfos, however, says that we say brachas on Rosh Chodesh, that's how we paskin, and Rosh Chodesh, even though it's only a minig bi'alma, we say a bracha. Okay, that is the Tosfos that discusses. So now, we understand Sukkot, we understand Pesach, we understand Shabbos, we understand Rosh Chodesh. What is the reasoning for Rosh Chodesh? So there's a few reasons. We can't say all of them. Unfortunately, we're limited with time. But one reason is because why do we say Halal? Because it's a Yom Tov. How do we determine the Yom Tovim? Through Rosh Chodesh. So in order to remind ourselves that Rosh Chodesh is what is Kaveya, the Yom Tovim, is what sets the Yom Tovim, we say Halal. That's the simple, nicest teretz. That's from the Shlach. Okay? Now, the next kash is, what about Chanukah? Chanukah is not a Yom Tov. Chanukah is a little bit more than a minig, everybody agrees. Okay, so the Tosfos on the Chav Ches in Tainis, the top Tosfos says, Chanukah is unique. Since Sha'asa B'Nes, Tosfos adds the words that every day the Nes got bigger, right? Nisraba HaNes, Godol HaYom Tov Yoyser, Godol HaNes Yoyser. So we see now a second Yisoid, that it's something called a Nes. So since on Chanukah there was a Nes, and every day the Nes got bigger, there's an Indian to say a special Halal. So now we got all the halachas, we got everything clear.
The first day of Hanukkah, you shouldn't say.
No, so then you're ready to get into a machlokes bes Yosef. Why is there 7 days and not 8 days? If I'm lucky, we'll get back Hanukkah, but that's a separate stage. Other people say the first Nes was also. The first day was also a Nes.
It got extinguished.
Right, it could have gotten extinguished. Right, it could have been that how do we know the first day was a Nes? The fact that the second day was a Nes. Other people say the fact that we had Chanukah oil at all was a Nes. Okay? Another reason that the Ravid says is that every Rosh Chodesh there is a carbon. It's a carbon Musaf. So technically speaking, it's different than the day before. So therefore, that's the Ravid teretz. The Meiri says a very interesting teretz. He says that in Eretz Yisrael, they did not say Rosh Chodesh, say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Bavel, they did say. Why? Because what would happen? Beis Din would be Mekadesh the Chodesh. They would send the Edom. Who would the Edom come to? The Rav of the town. Now, the Rav of the town, how many people can he tell at once? Right? There was no Twitter then. There was no texting. There was no calling. So what would they do? The place that everybody gathered was in the shul. So when he came to shul and he heard Hallel, oh, you knew today was Rosh Chodesh. So that's why Rav had a problem. He says, I come from Eretz Yisrael where nobody says Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because I don't need anybody to tell me there's Rosh Chodesh because the shluchim are able to reach Eretz Yisrael in time. However, Bavel, where they can't reach, or they only reach certain people because they have to run to the Rav, then to the next city, to the next city. So that's the other reason that he gave. There's another interesting teretz that's brought down that Rav, that in every place they... I'm sorry? Right, right. So that's a separate thing. But that but the Nashim doesn't... But that doesn't mechayiv us. It mechayivs them. Okay? Right. So Ishta Kigufa, you want to say? Fine. But then it's something... Okay. We're going to get to a problem with a lady. Can a lady be yotze a man for Hallel on Sukkos? Or not?
So the
chiv
of...
She's a chiv.
Right?
Depends. Okay, it depends if it's the Arise or the Rabbonim. Ah, what about Master Sashekel?
Well, she's not included in Master Sashekel.
What about Hallel? Hallel?
So that she's not part of the Kabbalah study.
She is kin.
Ah, so that's only if you say, ah, okay, yeah. We'll get to that in a second. Very good. Okay, fine. But that's only if you tell me it's specifically in the Din of Carbon, or if the Carbon is a Shra or of Yom Tov. Okay? The other thing, the interesting, I forgot who said it. Maybe it was the Chida, I don't remember. He said that in Eretz Yisrael, they also said Hallel. The difference was is what they skipped. So, it seems to be that they skipped something before. They skipped maybe Betzeis Yisrael. So, when Rav came, he was on time. He heard them say Betzeis Yisrael, and he says, what's going on over here? We skip it. Then when he saw that the next thing what they skipped was Leilonu, they said, oh, it must be a minig that, not that Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is a minig. Really, everything is the Rabbanan, maybe even a little bit higher, but the minig, what they skipped, that's what it was. What they skipped was a minig. Okay, then there's a very interesting Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is found in I think it's Tuvchav Beis, or, yeah, Tuvchav Beis, in Torah, you can see it in the Torah or in the Beis Yosef. He brings the Shiboli Haleket. He says that he's going to bring you a Drush Raya that was supposed to say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. He says that the last capital in Tehillim, it says Hallelukas 12 times. So each one is Hallel Ka. Why? For the 12 times in, you say 12 months. The last pasuk, what do? We kefil it. We say it twice. Why? In case it's an Ibriyar. Who says we should kefil it? We decided to kefil it. Why? Because who determines the Ibriyar? We do. So that's for the 13th month. All right, so everybody asks, what about Rosh Hashanah?
Tishrei,
very good. So Tishrei, really, we should say Hallel. We don't say Hallel because we're going to see that the Gemara in Erichin says, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim, how can we say Hallel? There's another thing is that really the Hallel is supposed to be the Shofar. Tiku b'chay, right, there's a pasuk that says that how that the shofar b'chesel yom chageinu, but there's another pasuk I forgot, I think it's b'chatzoy tzoros or something, that says that the shofar was supposed to be, right, okay, so very good. So now we will Messiah very quickly. We went through the whole year, how we get the 18 days of Hallel Gomer, why the last 6 days of Pesach, we don't say Hallel Gomer. So now, we're going to really start this year. So this was just a hakdama. What? I'm sorry. There's a tour. The tour, I apologize, but I didn't have the Shulchan Aruch, but the tour, and we'll say the Taz outside, says like this.
Actually, in the last capital, there's 11 Hallelujahs.
Right, but we say the last one
twice. Right. That's for this. Rosh Hashanah is no problem.
Right. Okay, he brings down 12. Why? He doesn't need to say the Cheshbon, but he says 12. It's in Tuf Chav Beis. Kosev Yeshiva Alekib Shem Agoinen Minay Sharon Hal Barash Chadish Mitzinu Sharamzu David B'Tehillim Haluka Haluka B'Kotcha. Now, another topic that we're going to discuss later. So now, if it's because it's found in Tehillim, right? So who wrote Tehillim?
David
HaMelech. It's fine. So if it's David, then it's the Rabbonim. If it's Moshe Rabbeinu, it's the Araisa. Or
it's
maybe you want to
say...
What?
It's it's Adam
Rishon. Fine, but it's the last kapitel. If it's Adam Rishon, then maybe it's for sure, right? Okay.
It's say hallel. We just happen to use the words of God.
Ah, so that's the remez. Okay, he wants to say remez. Fine. And a smach to be yama, like we have it many times. The Rabbanan and the Gemara brings down the pasuk. Okay. So now, the tour in Tuf Tzadik, which is 490. Kol hayomim shachol amoy. This is Sif Dalet. Kol hayomim shachol amoy. V'shnei yomim acharin shal yomtuf. Karin ahalo. V'ein goyim raisoy. Ela kasha kesafti behilchus Rosh Chodesh. Like I said, in Tuf Chav Beis, which is Rosh Chodesh, which we explained. So very good. So far, so good. What's the reason? So the Beis Yosef brings the reason. V'hosam yavin, and over there in the Gemara of time, ma'ishna chag domino kol yama, ma'ishna bepesa domino kol yama. However, the Beis Yosef says, u'bishibolei ha'leket, kosov b'shem medish haninu, bepashas soko, she'atam, she'ein goyim ha'alom kol yama pesach. What's the reason? V'fi she'nitfu ha'mitzriyim, the Yitzriyim were drowned. V'kosu b'ninfol avecha al tisma. So the question... Sorry? Ah, so Shri Shal Pesach, but if you're not going to say Shri Shal Pesach, you can't say Chol HaMoed. Because Chol HaMoed is not... That's right. So this is a machlok, is why they use the different lashon. We can't get into that now. Okay, that's a Vilna Gaon, who brings a whole difference. One is going in the middle of the Maisa, the other one's going at the end of the Maisa. But the Taz says this reason, the Mishnah Berura also says this reason, that the reason that the last 6 days of Pesach we don't say Hallel, is because Maisa Yodei Nitfu Bayam V'atimar Mishiro. Ah, so you're going to say that it wasn't referring to us, it was talking about the Malachim. Right? And it wasn't talking about Shiros, it wasn't talking about Hallel, it was talking about Shiro. So first of all, the Taisus in Erech and Yudam and Beis says the same thing, that the Malachim asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu on Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, why isn't Klai Soaring saying Shiro? Now it has to be Hallel. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says Sifrei Chaim Sinai Meisim. So Shiro for sure is Hallel. So if that's the case, so now the next problem is, what about us? Ah, so we, that's Taka the reason, that since the Malachim couldn't say Hallel, we today don't say the whole Hallel. We say a miniature version of Hallel.
What about the difference between Hallel Gadol and Hallel Katan?
That's right. That's why we don't say that the last day.
No, but the Hayul Hashem Kilam Chazda.
But that's
24.
Yeah, but that's still, that's always in every Hallel we say that. Even in the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh we say that. The only ones we don't skip is Loilanu and Nahafti. I found one Makor maybe why those are the two that we skipped. It's very hard to understand. Most people, it's very hard to find anybody why specifically those two. One person I saw gave me a teretz because that's the only two that we're saying to Hashem should fight for us. Everything else is more of a hoidah, what Hashem did for us. But it's not mistaver. Okay, Lamai, so those two are the ones we skipped. Why? It's unclear to me. But I'm sorry?
Why do you say the Shira?
What do you mean the Shira?
I say you're the Torah.
Right. So we could say Shira. We have no problem because we're the. Because why don't we say Halbi?
We can't say Halbi, so why do we say Shira? Why say you're the Torah?
No, we say because Shira and Hallel is two separate things. Shira is HaKadosh Baruch Hu just saved us. We have a chiyuv to say Shira. Hallel already is already something else. So therefore, Hallel we don't say the whole thing because, right? Now you're going to tell me, we should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Hallel. We already said that the first night. That's called the whole Pesach. Okay? So now the kasha is very simple. We understand Sukkot. We understand Hanukkah. We understand Shabbos why we don't say, and we understand Rosh Chodesh. The problem is now we have two separate reasons why the last 6 days of Pesach we don't say Hallel. The Gemara in Erechin says it's a din of Karbanos. Every carbon is different. Pesach is one carbon. Here, the Beis Yosef, the Taz, and the Mishnah Berurah say a completely different reason. What's Pshat? If this is the right reason, then the Gemara in Erechin should have said that reason. And if this is not the right reason, then we should have brought down the Gemara in Erechin. This reason is also found in Megillah Daf Yud Amud Beis. So now we have Kasha number two. Kasha number one is why the first night we don't say Hallel. Right. Kasha number two now is the problem with this Pshat over here. Okay, so in order to get to the next level, we have to understand is who was Mesaken Hallel, and is the Rabbanan or the Yoraisa? Okay, is the Rabbanan the Yoraisa? What's the Nafkamina if it's the Rabbanan the Yoraisa? One simple nafkamina would be is if an Isha could be might see a husband. If it's the Rabbanan, for sure she can't. If it's the Yoraisa, it could be that she could. Okay? So
why
now.
The
because the Rabbanan said only on the men. That was specific Rabbanan. When it comes, however, to the Yoraisa, there's an Indian of Kol HaRevim chayiv zeh lazeh, and something that one person is mechayiv then another person is mechayiv. And it would seem to be, again, we don't paskin like that, but an isha under that din should be able to be mitzi another man, or at least another isha. Okay? So now, we're going to go like this. Lefi the Rambam quotes in Hilchis Chanukah, Perek Gimel, Halacha, Hey, and Vav, like this. This is what he says. He brings down Afapi Shekriyas Halel Mitzvah Medivrei Seifim. Already we know that it's the Rabban Lefi the Rambam. He says Mevarach Halel Asher Kedishonu Mitzvah Vitzivonu. Okay, we're not going to get into why you say Vitzivonu, but that is the Chiddush of the Rambam, that even though Halel is Midirabanan, it's we say Vitzivonu. Ah, you want to tell me that's only referring to Rosh Chodesh and not the Yom Tovim, and maybe also the 6 days of Pesach. So halacha vav, v'loy hal shal Chanukah bilvad. So here we see another thing. The lafi that Rambam Chanukah is derabanan. So it's not in the, it's not somewhere in the middle. He says explicitly that Chanukah is derabanan. Shemidivrei sefer elakrias hahalel le'olam, forever, always. Anytime you say halal, it's derabanan. The whole hayom shigayim behenes halal. Even the days that you finish the whole halal.
So and you make a bracha.
And you make a bracha. And you say everything.
So
it's midrabanan.
So even if you don't finish it.
Even if you don't finish it. Right. Even if you don't say the whole halal, it's for sure midrabanan. And in time that you say the whole halal, like Sukkot on the first day of Pesach, and Chanukah, you say a bracha also. Okay? Excuse me, and it's midrabanan.
Chanukah is also midrabanan?
That's what he says. V'lay halal shal Chanukah b'vad, I'm talking about.
Not only Chanukah.
Right?
When did they make Chanukah?
Also,
the
Rambam doesn't
agree.
It's machlokes.
Okay, well, this is that's a separate topic.
Yeah.
Right.
Was because the year that Hanukkah happened,
right.
They were fighting a war and they missed Halal on Sukkot.
Right.
They didn't daven.
So to make it up. Okay.
For to be mashlim Halal, they.
But that would be for that year.
Was, yeah. Right. All
okay.
Right. But that's,
fine. So Lamaisa Beferish, she says it's the Rabbanan. The Ravid has a major problem on this. The Ravid says, the Ravid is which is over here, says, how could you tell me it's Midivrei Seferim? There's a Pashuk in Yeshaya that says that when Sancheirav defeated, when Chizkiyo defeated Sancheirav, he was told to say Halal. Now, when did he defeat Sancheirav? On Pesach by night. So say the Halal that we said always on Pesach by night is commemoration. So why did we say Pesach by night? Midiraisa. He calls it Midivrei Kabbalah. The Ramban in Shairish Bay says any Midivrei Kabbalah is Diyaraisa. So that's what we should leave for a second. So we have over here now that the Ravid says on the Rambam, how could you say it's the Rabbanon? It says it's specifically Beferish in Yeshaya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Chizkiyo, go ahead and say this pasuk of Hashir Yilachem Kelel Hiskadish Achag. Just like the night that's Miskadish Achag, which is Pesach. Okay, so how do we explain the Rambam? So the Magid Mishnah, the Kesed Mishnah, all want to explain the Rambam their way. We're not going to discuss that. Okay, now we're going to discuss first Lefi the Rambam. Why is it the Rabbanan? Okay, then we'll try to understand the Ravid. So let's chazer over. Lefi the Rambam, every time we say Halel, it's the Rabbanan. The Ravid has a problem with that, which we'll get back to in a second. So number one, Lefi the Rambam, why is it the Rabbanan? Because he holds, who said Halel? David HaMelech said Halel. David HaMelech was the one that was Mechaber Tehillim, right? And he's the one that said Halel. So is there a Gemara Pesachim? I'm sorry. Right? According to the Rambam, he holds that David HaMelech was the one that wrote Tehillim. He's the one that wrote Halel. So if that's the case, if he wrote Halel, right, then it has to be the Rabbanan. That's Raya number one. Raya number two that he brings down, that this is the Magid Mishnah brings down, that there is a Gemara in Brachas, Daf Yudalid, that says that maybe it talks about stopping davening for Krishma. So it says maybe Krishma Diyaraisa, you have to stop davening. Halal Dirabonon says the Gemara, you don't stop. Ah, so forget about a Rambam, it's a Gemara. So how is the other side, which is the Ramban, we'll see in a second, derive it, and the Ramban, who says the Rabbanu, how do they answer that? So that we'll go in a second. Okay? So the Gemara in Psachim is found in Daf Kuf Yud Ches. Kuf Yud Zayin, excuse me. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shir Shabbatayra, the Shir that said in the Torah, which is Oz Yashir, Moshe V'Yisrael Amru, B'sha Sh'olu Min Hayam, V'Halel Ze Mi Amru, this Halel Mi Amru, which means who is Masakin it, says the Rashbam, Nevi'im Shabbanayim. Who is the Nevi'im Shabbanayim? Seems to be Lefi the Rambam, that was Dovra Melech. Tiknu Lehem L'Yisrael, Shi Oymer Oysa Akol Perek Uperek, which we'll see what that means, V'Al Kol Tzara V'Tzara, Shaloi Tavoy, V'Shin Ligolim, when they get redeemed. So that's Chanukah, right? There was a tzara, they got redeemed. Kol perik for perik is Yom Tov. So we see that the Rambam holds that's the Rabbanon. Who was misakin it? David and Melech was misakin it. Al kol perik for perik, al kol tzara v'tzara. So therefore, it's always the Rabbanon. Tanya, Rav Meir Ari Mekol Tishbachas Amurus B'Sefer Tfilin, Kulan David Amran. The Mara Daf Kof Yud Zayin. Shenemar Kolu Tfilos David Benisha. Atikri Kolu El Kol Elu. Okay. That is the Rambam's Raya. Okay? Dovel HaMelech. So we have two Rayas, Lefi the Rambam, how he gets the Rabbanon. So let's chazer over quickly. Lefi the Rambam, Raya number one, Dovel HaMelech was the one that was Misakin Halal. Raya number two, it's a Gemara in Brachas, Daf Yudalit, Amid Aleph, I believe. Okay? And the third Raya is from this Gemara over here in Psachim, that says, Halal hu mi amra, Dovel HaMelech amra. Okay? On the other side, we have the Rambam. The Ramban says, for sure, 100% it's the Araisa. Number one, he says that the Baal Hilchus Gedolus, the Mitzvah Kuf, lists Hallel, all these 18 days, as the Araisa. Now the Rambam has a big kasha on the Baal Hilchus Gedolus, or I don't know, specifically on the Baal Hilchus Gedolus, but he has a big kasha on that. The Rambam is, for emphasis, the kasha over there. The Ramban says, there's three psukim in Dvarim, that show us that it's the Araisa. Pasuk number one is Beyond Simchaschem uvmayadechem uvarotchei chotcheichem tekatem chatzoytzos al oloisechem. So the days of your simchos, which is Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh, you have to be mesameach. How are you sameach? Halal. Number two, it says another pasuk.
Even Rosh Chodesh.
That's a separate problem, but it seems to be that according to Ramban, it could be the Araisa. I think he passes at the end is the Rabbanan. But it could be the Araisa al Moed. We'll see in a second why it's not.
Well,
it could be it's not.
Ramban, since it's not, since it's Yemut Basi is Malacha. That's
right. So that's the Gemara. Okay. But the Gemara. But other people say it's not so Pasha, because the Ma'is it's Makish on the Pasuk Yom Tov to Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Next Pasuk says He Sila Secha V'Hu Lekecha, which is a Remes Sila Secha to Halal. The next Pasuk it says. When you have a lot of tzaras, you should say the shira. Shira we said is halal. So there's three psukim. Then we have Oz Yashir. Okay, Oz Yashir. Then we have the Gemara in Tainus, which we brought. Then we have a Gemara in Erechim, which we spoke about, which is the pasuk Hashir Yilachem. Like we explained, that even though it's Divrei Kabbalah, the Ramban holds that anything Divrei Kabbalah is the Araisa. And we have the Gemara that we just quoted. What's the Gemara that we just quoted? So if you read further on in the Gemara that we quoted, this Gemara is found in the medium middle lines. Halal ze mi amru. Rabbi Yossi amr Eliezer b'ni oime Moshe v'Yisrael amru. Not David HaMelech, Moshe v'Yisrael. Ah, the Mashal has a big problem with this. How could you tell me that Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael said Shira? What does it say in Halal? Bitchu Beis Aharon and Yivarech Beis Aharon, which is referring to the Kehanim. There were no Kehanim yet. So how do they say Halal? Ah, so you want to tell me Ruach HaKadosh? Okay, who says they had Ruach HaKadosh? Who says maybe they were all worthy for Ruach HaKadosh? He says Rosh Shivcho Bayam Mashaloi Ro Yecheskel Bambuzi. Okay, so that's one teretz you could say. The Mashal has a very better teretz or a nicer teretz, you want to say. When Moshe Rabbeinu was told to go to Paroi, what happened? He said, I can't go. I'm a Rosh of Sinai. I don't want to go. Shouldn't I go, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? I wanted to give you the kahuna, not giving it to you now. I'm giving it to Aaron HaKohen. So Moshe Rabbeinu already knew that Aaron HaKohen was going to be the Kohen. So he said already, now's the time. If I'm already saying Shira, I'm thanking Hashem, now is the time, like we know, that after you say Sishbochus in Shemoneh Esrei, you're supposed to say Bakosha. So now's the right time to say Bakosha, especially for Aaron. Maybe a Ruach HaKadosh, that Koryach was going to come and other problems, that could be as well. And once Moshe Rabbeinu says, call yourself, follow whatever Moshe Rabbeinu said. Okay, so now we know. Okay, but now we have another problem. Didn't David HaMelech say Tehillim? So how did Moshe Rabbeinu say Hallel? So according to this Teretz, it wasn't David HaMelech said Tehillim. The Ramban says there were 10 people that said Tehillim. There was Adam, there was Avram Avinu, there was Moshe Rabbeinu, there was, how do we know? Tefillah LaMoshe. Right, then it says, L'manatzech Mizmo Levnei Koirach. David HaMelech said it? David HaMelech didn't say it. Then there's other ones that Adam said they were not. Then we know that Chizkiyo said. Mizvah Shiliyam Shabbos. Shabbos is also Moshe Rabbeinu.
No, Mizvah Shiliyam Shabbos.
It was Adam Rishon, right, because of, the first night, correct. Right, the first time it was dark and then it was Shabbos, correct. He went back into Gan Eden. Then Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah said Tehillim. So what did David HaMelech do? David HaMelech was melaketed. He was mekabitzit. Through Ruach HaKodesh, the order, the system, how to do, what to do, what to put in, what not to put in, that was David HaMelech. Okay, so now we have another machlokes. Who wrote Tehillim? The Ramban, Lishitase, has to say that it's David HaMelech. He holds it's the Rabbanon. The Rambam, right? I'm sorry. The Ramban says that no, that it wasn't David HaMelech. It was ten Zekeinim. He was the Mesader. Yeah. But Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who said Hallel. Moshe Rabbeinu said Hallel, must have been the Araisa. Why? Because it says after that, the Neviim Tikna, who the Neviim? Moshe Va'aron, that it should always say that. I call Parak V'Parak, I call Tzara V'Tzara.
Of Dafka, because we know Yaakov even said Shema Yisrael, right?
Right.
Doesn't mean that...
Shema Yisrael is the Araisa.
But Yaakov even didn't have a Araisa, Shema Yisrael. He said a Tefillah Yitzyochid that later became a Tefillah.
Correct, so, but later was 40 days later.
The question is, the later was David or was Moshe?
No.
Moshe could have made a Tefillah, but it didn't become a... It
didn't become what? So there's a sefer called Megillas Esther, right? That he tires like you want to tie. He wants to mechalik. He wants to separate. Midiraisa is a din of Hallel. What was the Hallel? That only was until David HaMelech came. But it's mashma if they already said Hallel then, and then Moshe Rabbeinu was not even before Shavuos.
David liked what Moshe said.
Yeah, I know, but it's mashma that Moshe Rabbeinu was stomach since he got one, because the next Yom Tif was Shavuos. Okay?
That's good.
Okay. Fine. So far, so good. The problem is we still did not answer our main problem. So we have the Ramban. We have the Rambam. The Ramban says Midiraisa. The Rambam says Midrabbanan. I'll just point out two questions Lefi the Ramban. If it's Midiraisa, we have the following two problems. The Shagas Arya, he wants to say like what we spoke. Why should a lady not be able to be Mechayiv a man? So he uses the Teretz that I told you from the Megillah Esther. The Midiraisa is Hallel. What to say, that was the Rabbanan Misakan. Once the Rabbanan were already Misakan, they said only the Isha, not the Isha. That's one Teretz to say. Then there's another question. Okay. Before we get to the next question, I should make two points. The Ramban says, what is the reason, now that we know that it's the Araisa, what's the logic, what's the Svara that it's the Araisa? So the Ramban says it's one of two reasons. It's either Midin Yom Tov, right? Midin Simcha, right? As the Pasuk says, B'yom Simchaschem U'mayadeichem, or it's simple Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. It's not in the Tayag Mitzvah. So he says it is. It's in the Mitzvah of Misamech B'Yom Tov. So the Shagas Arya, like we said over here, and Rabbi Yaakov Fischel, Rabbi Shu Fischel Perla, who brings on the Smag, which is where Sadia going, he has a beautiful pirish, asks, if that's the case, why don't we say Hallel not on the day, which is said the night before? There's a reason Makdim in Lemitzas. So he brings the Taisus on Psachim Tavdalid, that says that Zrizim Makdim in Lemitzas, and the Gemara over there on the bottom of Amud Beis, that Zrizim Makdim in Lemitzas is only on the day itself. Why? Because we know that Avraham Avinu v'yashkim aboyker. Otherwise, Avraham should have went the night before. Okay, he brings a bunch of other different questions, but we'll leave that for now. Okay, so we now have, let's organize a little bit before we get to the next step. We chazer over. We know why Sukkot and Pesach is different. Either one of the two reasons, we're trying to figure out why there's two reasons. We know why Rosh Chodesh, because either one of the four reasons that we said, either because in order to tell people in Bavel that it was Rosh Chodesh, either was a simin, or because Rosh Chodesh was the one that sets the Yom Tovim, and since the Yom Tovim we say Halal, for sure Rosh Chodesh. Okay, we have Shabbos while we don't say, it's not called Moed. Chanukah, either if the Rambam, it's the Rabbanon, or if the way Tosfos learns, it was a Nes Gadol, so it's something in the middle, something more. Okay, Lamaisa, everybody I think holds that it's Midrabbanon. Why does the Ramban holds the Araisa and the Rambam holds the Rabbanon? It seems to be that the key is who said Tehillim. Who wrote Tehillim? They also have Raya from the Gemaras. How does the Rambam explain the Gemara in Brachas? It says, Halal Midi Rabbanon. He says that Halal the Rabbanon is only going on the days that you don't finish the whole Halal. The days that you do finish the whole Halal, no, it can't be that it's because he brings another Tosefta from Shabbos that it says, Kriyashma, Megillah, and Chanukah and Halal is all the same level. How could you say it's the same level if the other case is the Rabbanon? So he says one is the whole Halal, and the other one is... Right, now you're going to tell me Mikra Megillah is the Araisa? Yeah, if you hold that it's the Halal part is the Araisa. Okay? Okay, so that's very good. So now, we still, however, are stuck with two Shailas. Shaila number one is the first night of Pesach. Why don't we say a bracha? Shaila number two is, how do we understand the Ravid who brings a Pasuk? So for that, we're going to learn, I apologize, I couldn't make copies, but I'll say it outside. We're going to learn the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav works on the Yisoid from Rav Haigon. This Rav Haigon is also found in the Torah. The Torah says that Lefi Rav Haigon, the first night of Pesach, we do at the Haggadah, we do not say, how? We don't say Bracha. Why don't we say Bracha? Doesn't have it. I'll say, oh, it does have it.
According to some, you don't say the bracha because
right, but we're going to
stick with Shochanar.
Right, so some people say that it's not a hafsaka. Right, mm-hmm. Other people say we should say bracha because if we're going with a bracha, we should be maskil with a bracha.
And what do you call it? There are some haggadahs that have a bracha.
Right, but nobody says a bracha. Most people, I don't think,
don't
say a bracha.
Haggadahs.
That's a separate halal. So really, you see, no, really, we see that in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, a yachid would say three times halal. The first time was when he brought the Karban Pesach. The second time was at Ma'ariv, and the third time was during the Haggadah. Or if you don't want to say, if you want to say it's really one big one, the next day you said one. Okay?
So he didn't make a bracha.
He did not make a bracha. Nobody says he made a bracha. What? With a bracha. I think with a bracha. By matzahs. Today is a zecher, because the matzahs, only the first time is the Araisa, probably. Zecher le-mitzvah. Now, the Rav Haigon is found on Chavav Amud Beis in the Ran of 52. Avol Rav Haigon Kosev Betshuva She'ein Mevachin Al HaHalal Shebalaylei Pesach. Right? Ligmar Sahalal. Why? This is the Yisai that he says. She'ein Anu Karin Es HaHalal B'Toyres Karin. We don't read Halal with respect as a Toyre of reading Halal, Karin. How do we know there's such a thing? Because what's the bracha? Likra Es HaHalal. The mitzvah is to read the Halal. If the mitzvah was just to say it, could have said Ligmar Es HaHalal. But there's a mitzvah specific... Right, because they hold that you have to say the whole thing. And if you don't say the whole thing, he brings down to Merami Rottenberg that he would not even say this bracha ligmar. Why? Because he was afraid that if Itaka didn't say every word, he wouldn't be yaitza. But here he says that the mitzvah is likros. There's a special mitzvah to be makre. Okay? So therefore, the first night, you're not saying alts koira, that's the next day. The first night you're saying alts shira. So therefore, shira, there's no bracha. Okay, really, you should say, if you say bracha at the end, you say bracha in the beginning. Okay, it goes into all arichas. Why? Even though you don't say bracha, at the end you do say bracha. But we see from here that the Rav Haigon brings the Yisoid that the reason on the first night you don't say a bracha is because of shira. That by shira, there's no mitzvah bracha. How do we know by shira, there's no mitzvah bracha? Because of Az Yashir. We don't say bracha before Az Yashir. Okay? Now for sure, the shira that he's referring to is not shira's halal, it's a different level. Because Az Yashir is also called the shira. Okay, so therefore, we answered question number one. The first night, Lefi, the way most Rishonim learn, especially Rav Haigon, the Torah, the Rambam, that we don't say bracha, because that halal is not outzdin of kriya, that every Yom Tov, you have to be makar the halal, is because of shira. So he says over here, this is found in Hilchas Chanukah, on the Rambam that we said Perek Gimel Halacha Vav. V'hinei kol ikar hasagas haravid. So he wants to be machalik. He says that really, according to the Ravid and the Rambam, it's always the Rabbanim. But there's the Rabbanim the Araisa, and the Rambam doesn't argue with him. The question is, what are we saying? Are we saying it als Kriya, or we're saying als Shira? If we're saying it's al Kriya, then it's the Rabbanim. Why? Because of the reasons that we explained. If it's als Shira, then it's maybe Divrei Kabbalah, from the Pasuk of why don't we say bracha? Because still, Shira is not the same as Kriya. Okay, so he brings the whole thing. It says like this: V'hinei kol ikar hasagas haravid miakra dehashir yilachem lechayir hayefshel loymer api mashikasev aran, which is the rhyme that we brought down. Beperek arvei psachem. Av Rabbeinu Haigoin. This is he's quoting from the Rabbeinu Haigoin. Kasev b'tshuva she'ed mevorchen ala halal shebalei lePesach. We don't say bracha on Hallel on the night of Pesach, Likmur is a Hallel, She'ein onu Karim Oysa B'Toris Karim, Elo B'Toris Oyma Shira. Shekach Sheninu, how do we know this? Because he brings down from the Mishnah that's found of Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, and from the Haggadah, that what did we say over there? Rav Gamliel Oymer, we have to be now Lahoides Lahallel. So why two Lashonis of Lahoides Lahallel? One is for Hoidah, and one is for Shira. This halal is b'soifa l'ficha. He continues. This is what we say in the Haggadah. On the chayavim, Allah haydis lahalal. Therefore, there's an inyan of shira, and the gemar and the Haggadah itself previews us or preempts us and says, by the way, the halal that you're going to say now is shira. So therefore, we don't say bracha. Not only that, he brings down further from the Haggadah that if somebody wants to say a bracha, mishtak can I say? Okay.
So likroi.
Likroi is one din called likrois.
What is the din of likrois?
That you have to read, just like you have to lane, just like you have to read the Pasha Vaz Yashir, you have to read Hallel.
But who says that the bracha, maybe the bracha is ligmar?
No, but we don't say that. No one says that. The raya is that everybody says likrois. That's absurd.
That's not raya, but maybe the Spartan right, you have to say ligmar. And when we say kriya, likrois.
Can't, because the Beis Yosef also says you say likrois. No, he says ligmar, but he says ligmar for
a different reason. What I'm saying is when you say likrois, that bracha is not really on halal.
Okay, I gave you a raya. Even if it was ligmor, it's still out kriya. Why am I saying halal? There's a mitzvah on Yom Tov to read the halal.
Yeah, and the bracha for likroi is ligmor. And when you say ligmor, it's not really the bracha of halal. Okay. You're making the bracha that's...
That already is why you have to look why the Beis Yosef says ligmar, not licorice. But everybody agrees, however, that the reason why I'm saying halal on all days is als kriya. Why? Because sukkah is what shira are we saying? Shavuot is what shira are we saying? You want to say the Torah? The Torah itself is a shira.
It's a shira.
It's a haidah. So haidah is kriya. Right? So therefore it has to be kriya. Rosh Chodesh is not here, not there. So that's the Brisker Rav, he wants to be explained. That really the Rambam and the Ravid are not saying two different things, they're saying the same thing. One is al din of Kriya, which is all the 18 days, and the other day that we don't say the whole thing is al din of Shira. So now with that, with this Yisoid, with this principle, I think we could explain why the two Gemara say two different things, and why, more importantly, the Beis Yosef, the Taz, and the Mishnah Berurah don't bring the reasoning of the Gemara in Erechin. So the Gemara in Erechin said that what? Let's remind ourselves that the reason that Sukkot and Pesach, we don't say the whole thing, is because they're different karbanas. Correct? So why doesn't the Tosfos say that's the reason? Because, not Tosfos, the Tur of the Beis Yosef, because, and the Gemara in Erechin says differently, because the dinim, the reasons, the purpose of the halal in each Gemara is two different reasons. The one in Erechin is talking about the mitzvahs of Kriya, right? So therefore that, the reason the mitzvahs of Kriya is the din of Kriya, of Karbanos, of Yom Tov. That's totally in Karbanos, right? Shira, the Gemara says, is the last day. The Malachim wanted to say Shira on the fact that Kriya saw one out. That is already, you need a different reasoning. Why? Because the reason of that it's not Karbanos has nothing to do with that. I want to say Hallow for a completely different reason. After that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to say a different reason. Now, it fits in very well. I don't have, unfortunately, the Shulchan Aruch, but the Shulchan Aruch says like this, and the Torah says like this. The Torah says, and let's look at the words very closely. Kol hayom shel chol hamoed v'shnei yom acharim shel yom tov karen hal. What about the first day? Why didn't he say anything about the first day?
Because Karbonus is not.
Because it's two different reasons. Are you going to tell me that he already said the first day a couple of sifim before? So if anything, you should have brought this din before. When you're already saying, and why, how do I know? Because by Sukkos, it says, Kol Shmonis Yimei, Sukkos is one Hallel. So if you already found one time, you could say this din of Yom Tov Hallel one time. Over here also said the same thing. So over there, a couple of sifim before, that's talking about the Hallel of Kriya. So therefore, he doesn't bring this pshat. Here, when he's talking about a different din of Hallel, he can't bring the teretz of its karbonis chalukim zemizer, because nobody says that's why we're saying Hallel. Why do we want to say Hallel? Al Shira. Oh, you want to say Shira? That you can't say Shira. Because why? B'din fa'alvecha al tismach. Right? Or the Gemara says in Megillah, Ma'ase yodei tova bayom, v'atim oim Shira. That teretz you can't say in Erechin, because Erechin is talking about a din of Kriya. Din of Kriya is a much different level. Now this teretz could be applied l'fi the Rambam, and also l'fi the Ramban. The two different Shiras are two different. Could be they're both the Arises, but they're two different reasonings. Or even if l'fi the Ramban, one is the Arise, one is the Rabbanon, it's still two different reasons.
That's why you say Hallel twice at night. Those people who say Hallel Shul.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Then you say Hallel, so one within Kriya.
Correct. It could be. Could be. You could say that also.
A woman could be Yotze with Shira.
No, your woman cannot be Yotze with Shira.
No, she can be Yotze with right? Shira.
Herself.
Why not others too?
Because that already is a separate thing. I don't know if she could be Yotze.
We had Shira as by Miriam, right?
That was a separate Shira.
But it was still a woman,
the only Shira that was is called is Shira's Devara. But every other Shira doesn't seem to be.
Right?
It could be now. Right, it could be that each its own person has his own mitzvah. It could be. Okay? So that's pshat. So it fits in beautifully. Not only it fits in beautifully in the words of the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch himself didn't bring them as one sif. He separated it.
So theoretically, we would have to say halal twice on the last days of Pesach.
No, because the din of Shira was already said by Haggadah. Yeah. That Haggadah already we have in mind for the Shira that happened later on. No, because that's one big nes. That's why it says Benifal Alvech Al Tismach. That's the whole thing. It's one nace. Because we really were not free until they left. The fact that they were killed, we didn't have to leave and they had to be killed. So since they're already being killed, so that's why we understand why the Gemara and Erechin gives one explanation, the Gemara and Megillah gives another explanation, and why the Beis Yosef over here, the Taz, Aruch used the explanation of the one in the Megillah. Okay? I hope it was interesting.
Ich kann nicht mehr in den Kassel raus, aber ich brauche nur sagen, es ist schon ein Video.